another fantastic episode of Never Thought I'd Say This, the Closet Diary version. I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with the fabulous
Celia Behar.
Hi, Seal.
Hi, Jody. You're already going red. I'm so happy that we've upgraded to a way that Emily is able to actually control your voice.
Okay. You told me I could switch my microphone around.
I know. Well, apparently it wasn't working the other way either.
Listen, you guys,
we don't know what we're doing. This isn't our job.
I think they're pretty clear on that these days. I think they're pretty fucking clear on that.
It's hilarious because we're looking at each other on FaceTime and Jody's in her closet in her tent and I'm in Dustin's closet and this little like thing that he creates for me. And my mic is like in my mouth because I'm trying to keep up with Jody's vocals.
I just need to project more. It's got to be something with the microphone.
No, it's that I don't project like you. You talk from your diaphragm.
Soundproofing, huh?
You talk from your diaphragm. And you're really good at that. And I talk on my vocal cords.
Am I hollow? Like, do I reverberate that much?
I'm watching you do it. So, yes, maybe.
I know.
Soulless and hollow.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
So, this is our fun and exciting episode where we are going to read emails, messages.
Stuff.
Notes sent by homing pigeons. No. We are going to read out
send a
some
raven.
Of your...
Send a raven.
We are going to... What?
I just sang send a raven. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Sorry, I thought Neil Diamond was coming out. I was like, I needed to pause it for a moment.
Honest to God, it was on the other day while I was washing dishes and Dustin and I were both singing it and it was cracking me up because he was in the other room and he does a much better impression than I do.
I have to say that's not true. I have to say right now, sight unseen, there's no fucking way that it's better than yours. So I'm sorry, Dustin. I don't mean to shit on your Neil Diamond impression. But it's not better than Sirius, so.
I swear
so,
it was.
Fight me, really, first, is what it is.
First of all, I was
Change
like,
my mind.
This is the right boyfriend for me. The fact that it comes on and I just hear him in the other room and he's like, everywhere around the world. And I was like, yes.
Well, I mean, you can't not. You can't not.
I almost wrote you and said, you have my permission in the pandemic to post any of the Neil Diamond videos I've ever made. And I think I think I stick with that.
Okay. I might have to go dig and find some.
I have definitely deleted them from my end. But if you would like to, then that's fine. Wait, before we get into letters, we should say two things. We did a live yesterday.
We did. And by the way, that cheesecake was phenomenal.
That's what I wanted you to say.
Thank you so much. It was so good. Yeah. Oh, I was in full PMS. I spent this weekend diligently eating everything in my cabinets.
Yeah.
Like really, I worked at it this weekend to be like, okay, what's next?
I've eaten so much. I thank God that Dustin doesn't have a scale here because I'm afraid to get online when I get back.
Oh, I don't even care. It was just, I had to laugh because I would look around at just like open boxes of snacks everywhere. It was a snack-mageddon over here.
a snack-mageddon. Oh, my God. That's really fun. Well, I made that cheesecake because I bake when I'm anxious. And let me just say, it was like you can make when you're making the graham cracker crust, you're supposed to put it into a food processor.
Right.
No, I crushed that crap on my own with like a hand crusher.
Oh, well, the easiest way to do it is you take it and put it in a Ziploc baggie and then take a glass and roll it over the graham cracker.
You know what I used? I used a lime squeezer. I would put pieces of it into a lime squeezer and mush it. And I have to say, it was like weirdly cathartic. Like being like it was kind of amazing. I'd never made a cheesecake before. It was pretty hard.
It was delicious. I'm gonna say you are welcome to leave anxiety baked goods on my front porch at any time.
Well, I will send you I'll drop off some creme brulee French toast next time I make that because that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That or,
you
is
know,
amazing.
Like a holla. I mean,
do you, well, yeah. We were going to do a trade. You were going to make me a banana bread and I was going to make you a holla.
Shit. Well, so, I have some ripe banana. Okay.
I'm hanging on to that.
Enough of our baked, of our planning of baked goods.
Well, you also social distancingly met my boyfriend. That happened yesterday.
I did. I finally got to meet the infamous boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it was lovely. He seems very sweet. He was very quiet and let us have our lady time.
Our lady time.
Yeah. As my boyfriend calls it. Why don't you guys go have your lady time? Because it's not, apparently, it's not like we're loud or anything.
No, well, so. You are. I know. Well, so it's all right. Oh, you're an actress and I'm not. I'm used to being a therapist just going, how does that make you feel?
That's true. If you were a loud therapist, that would be jarring. That would be. You'd be like, so how do you, oh God, stop yelling.
I don't
want
to be like Janice from Friends all of a sudden, be like, okay, tell me how you're doing. That's my Janice from Friends. What,
I
never heard that?
You know
you
me,
never
I've
Friends.
Never seen Friends, so oh I don't get God. The Friends reference.
That's.
And hold on.
Embarrassing.
Cue the mail. And now I can feel, as soon as this is happening, I feel the emails coming.
First of all, HBO Max owns Friends now, and they will be airing when you can have HBO Max. You're in a pandemic.
I know, but you know we've had this discussion that I don't like sitcoms.
I don't. I know, which is very ironic. But
I don't. Unless it's like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like that's the kind of humor I like, really inappropriate and irreverent. But like sitcoms are just, it's I can't.
It's no good. Wait, it's do you really not hear my computer beeping when in this? I hope not. You don't, right?
Not over the sound of my
Listen,
own
if anyone
voice,
hears a beeping
sure.
in the back of this episode, it's my computer. I'm sorry.
They're not
going to
hear anything else except me.
Except for you. Yeah.
Wait, except for me.
Back to disgusting humor. I also have to tell this really fast story that happened with you and I the other night. It was actually like weeks ago, but it just continuously has made me laugh. Because
well,
we both,
the other night at this point is any time between now
knows?
And like the end of January.
No,
I don't even know anymore.
That's so true. Right. All one day.
Like the other day. Like that was a month ago, I think.
Totally.
I don't know.
It was the worst. Anyway, we both watched Big Mouth and something happened on Big Mouth.
See, that shit makes me laugh.
I was hysterically laughing over something and then I just texted you the line and you didn't ask me anything about what I was doing. I didn't tell you I was watching Big Mouth. You just wrote back, ha ha ha, that show's awesome. Like you knew exactly. And it was the most inappropriate thing. It was the,
What was it?
It was line when one of the kids is like, says something about how, oh no, it's a the coach, you know, who's like so ridiculous.
Coach Steve.
Yeah,
right,
coach
right,
Steve.
Right. Coach Steve.
And he's like, my mom had a Gary when they kept talking about his mom's affair.
Yeah, right, right, right.
He's like, and I used to find the yogurt baggies next to her bed. And all I wrote you was yogurt baggies and or whatever it was. And you were like,
oh my God.
Back, ha, 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 I love that show. I was like, that's amazing. Oh my God. Jody.
Hold on. My tent
just fell. Jody's tent just fell on her. She's losing it.
Oh, shit.
She's got to stuff it back in a drawer now, which sounded weirdly sexual. And I didn't mean it to. Sorry.
Speaking of other ways I've spent the pandemic. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
What have I been calling you since that episode? Dildo-holding lonely girl. But we've shortened it to just the...
DHLD.
DHLD. Yeah. Poor DHLD. She's the dildo-holding lonely girl.
Dildo-holding lonely girl.
Oh my God. We're idiots. I don't even know. Okay, wait. What am I doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. Ugh. I thought I'm sitting here in my nest, my closet, with an email pulled up, ready to go.
Janice from Friends impressions, and I'm spitzing like a motherfucker. Is all I want to say.
It's hot.
It's hot, and I'm in a fucking closet in my Star Trek leggings and cat ears. I've never looked sexier. Actually,
you need to calm down.
Don't tell me what to do.
All right. A little loud.
First of all, I can't get a screenshot of you and I from my phone, which means that I'm
doing something
wrong.
Well, hold on.
You want to do it?
There we go. There's our weekly screenshot.
Great.
It's fantastic.
Okay. You're going to go first.
I am going to go first. Okay. And this one is It's not a funny one. It is a very sweet and touching one, but I wanted to read it. It was in regards to our anxiety and depression episode. It starts off, Jody and Celia. First, my dad creds. I have two children, a son who is 27 and a daughter who will shortly be 26. And no, I have no idea what I did wrong, as both of them are absolutely incredible, wonderful people. Hmm. Oh, yeah. My son made me a grandpa a few months ago. Ah, congratulations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot say thank you enough for your episode on anxiety and depression. The last week to 10 days have been rough going for me just because of my anxiety. As I was listening to Jody talk, my mouth hit the floor. She was describing everything that I had and am dealing with right now. Hearing someone else put into words what I have been dealing with was so uplifting to me. I don't think I've ever experienced this before. This knowing I am not abnormal or alone in feeling this way. Thank you. I am so grateful for the two of you, and thank you for deciding to do a podcast. You are both the best. Again, thank you. See, I can't say it enough. Sincerely, Chris. Oh, Chris, thank you, Chris. Thank you. That we've gotten a big response about that episode, and people really seemed to love it. And I'm glad that we talked about that, and we're open and honest with our listeners because I think a lot of people related.
Yeah, and people don't talk about it enough, so yeah. And that was your idea. So I commend you. And obviously for you to talk about it, being who you are, I think means a lot to people. And I'm really proud of you for talking about
it.
Thanks, friend. Feel feelings. All right. I'll read some funny
I was going to say, read some funny shit. All right.
I'll read a couple funny ones. These were ones I actually had sent you, but I know you can't open Instagram when we're doing this. So I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'll read a couple in a row. How's that?
Okay, yeah, go
right.
for it.
This is a never from Chris sent us something. Oop, what? And it went away. Oh, where did it go? Why is everything so hard?
Oh, boy, here we go. Technical difficulty. Are you on Instagram?
I am, and it's not opening right, and now I'm ticked off. So wait, hold on a second. I'm going to open it from a different spot. Which I think
Emily,
I can
feel
do.
Free to just edit this part out.
She won't though. She'll just leave us sitting here looking like
sitting here awkwardly,
idiots. Because that's kind of fair.
Should I? Hey, how about this? How about I read one since I have it pulled up?
You do it,
and you can continue searching.
I'll keep.
How's that?
Yeah, go for it.
Look it. Fucking problem solved.
Crazy.
All right, here we go. This one is from Dory. Jody and Celia, I barely scrape by each week and your podcast gets me through it. I am one of those few essential people during this COVID-19 crisis. I work at the Northrop Grumman plant in Palmdale, California. This company is known for building planes and such, so we are lucky enough to have a job that will continue to stay open during trying times. I saw a meme going around that I thought you'd appreciate. It said something along the lines of, my job telling me essential is the equivalent of a stripper telling me I'm her favorite.
Oh my God.
Both my husband and I are considered essential in our jobs, and we're still young. We haven't been able to see much of each other, and we won't for a while. We've been married for 5 years, so this isn't new to us. We saw less of each other when he was in the Air Force. Oh, I'm probably one of your few listeners who doesn't have kids yet, but I love listening to your show because it gives me a real sense of reality of what it will be like when we decide to have kids. I feel like I relate to both of you very well. It's nice to know there are plenty of other imperfectly perfect people in the world. Thank you for all the joy you bring to my car every week. I hope both of you stay sane during this pandemic. Yours truly, Jory. Thank you, Jory. And I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm glad that you are working, but I'm sorry that, you guys are having to work during all this because I know the essential workers are really, it's a lot right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much. And we will be thinking of you and your husband, and we will be hoping we all get through this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank all right. You. Did you figure it out?
I did. I figured it out. And I'll read a bunch and I'll still get to Chris's, but I have them now in order. So this one's from Aaron. It says social distancing means no distancing for moms of small children. My 4-year-old walked in on me putting a panty liner in my underwear, asked me what it was, and I told him it was a sticker. He said, that's weird. I told him it keeps my underwear fresh. And he said, do I need one? I wonder how long it'll take me to find stickers in his underwear.
I was just going to say, I was like, yeah, she's gonna be missing some stickers.
Definitely.
Or panty liners. Be all over the wall of his house.
Or he's going to find her panty liners and he's going to put the sticker in his, he's going to take her panty liners and put
that's
them in
what
his
I
underwear.
Meant.
Oh,
that's
I thought
meant.
You meant, I was thinking
Oh,
real
did I say
stickers?
Yes. I meant
Although also stickers could be in there.
See, this is what happens. I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth.
There
right
could
now.
Be scratch and sniff Snickers in there that, you know.
Scratch and sniff
Snickers?
Sniff, scratch and sniff Snickers, no, I think is what you said.
Oh, God. This is bad. Scratch and sniff. That's what the episode
scratch
is called.
And stiff. Scratch and
scratch
stiff.
Scratch and stiff Snickers.
Snickers
is maybe the title of this episode now. Wow. Okay. Well, I meant scratch and sniff Snickers, but in underwear, it actually is even more gross than I meant it to be. So, like, fuck it. Forget
especially
I said
if it's scratch and stiff Snickers.
Whatever. Don't cut your legs off. I'm just going to keep that one going forever.
Just, that's going to be, that's my, it's on wheels.
remind me before we end this show, I have a little story for everybody it came to me about my mom and I really feel like I need to share it because it's something I've never told you and I really need to. Okay.
So
that we can wrap it up. It's not a craptastic parenting moment, but it'll be my own airing a grievance about my mom as per usual.
Oh, fantastic. Okay? All right.
Wait, I have another one.
You have another one. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
All right. This is actually one of my favorites that I read. This is from Catherine. She says, "Hey, Jody and Celia, here's my never thought I'd say this moment for the day, and I felt compelled to share. Please don't eat those Cheerios. You peed on them." Right? I actually responded to this. I said, "Oh my God, expand, please." And she replied with, "We were driving and she had a bag of Cheerios that she was spilling all over herself. She's 2 and is nearly fully potty trained." She then says, "Mommy, I pee-pee." I said, "Okay, hold on. We'll stop in just a second." And then I noticed she's eating soggy looking Cheerios from between her legs that she dropped. And I realized she had already done the deed.
Oh.
Well, now we know who peed in her Cheerios this morning. She did.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, disgusting. Kids are so disgusting. Like, honest to God.
Right?
I mean,
like, who, like, they're,
they don't have the brain capacity to be like, there's pee-pee on these Cheerios. Let's
right, yeah. I mean, you'd think one, I mean, I know for me personally, one piss Cheerio would be enough.
Yeah.
I feel like after one, I'd be like, that tastes a little, it's
urine-y.
A little vinegary.
Ew.
You know, it's just,
do we think pee tastes like vinegar? What are you into?
I don't know.
You scare me sometimes.
Ammonia? I don't know.
That's if you're a
uric
cat.
Acid? I mean, I could get very technical with it.
Ammonia? But. That's if you're a cat. Why would...
No, you're... No.
Yes.
Your urine has ammonia in
but
it.
Not, you think it tastes like that? Your human pee... Why are we having a discussion about human piss?
Rachel
really need guests on this show.
Horrified
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying.
We need. I know we do.
It's really
well,
bad.
Well, we're gonna figure that out. Actually,
yes,
we've been
we are.
Talking that we want to have Marriage and Martinis on.
Yeah, if we can have Marriage and Martinis on, which I don't even know if they know that we're planning
And Tiffany Jenkins from Juggling the Jenkins.
Right.
We're gonna work on getting her on. She said she would love to be a guest. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
So
other
wait,
that
are you are you reading?
I have one more.
Okay. Yeah.
Right
go
now,
go
and
go.
Then you go. It's pretty. It just, this is the one from Chris. It says, "Never thought I'd say this. She probably gets the farting from me in regards to my 4-year-old daughter that says she has to change her underwear 3 times a day because she farts too much."
Should she go to a doctor? Is she leaking?
Know.
Is something wrong
with her tushy?
With the child?
Well, I remember that my my sister once turned to my niece Ariana and said, "You smell. Did you poop in your diaper?" And she turned around and looked in her own diaper and she goes, "No, there's just farts in there."
I mean, it's true.
I mean, it happens. Sometimes there are just farts in there. You just got to get out of there.
3 times a day. That's excessive.
I mean, that's a lot of farting. Maybe she's got a lactose intolerance issue.
That's what I'm saying.
Something.
Could be. Yeah.
All right. You go.
Okay. Well, staying with our theme, this is butt stuff. Manic episode or chipmunk or oops, my bad. I'm intrigued.
I am too.
All right. Here we go. This is from Amanda. "Hello. Let me say I love listening to you all as I drive to work. Me and my husband are both working. He's a paramedic and I am a behavioral health case manager, so it's a nice escape for the moment to laugh. This morning, as I drove into work, my phone was in my lap. I was listening to the podcast and Celia started talking especially fast.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, did the quarantine push Celia into a manic episode or is
yes,
she drunk?
Both.
Which I love that those are the first two things. Celia's either drunk or has had some sort of a mental breakdown.
It could be either and both.
Right. Then Jody started talking fast also, uh-oh, almost like Alvin and the Chipmunks, which, you know, happens. I thought, oh no, it broke Stephanie too.
Oh my God.
I look at my phone and learned that apparently if you push a button, it speeds up the talking speed.
Oh,
oh well, my bad. Thanks for making us laugh. Can you imagine us sounding like that doing this show?
No.
Like, as if it doesn't sound crazy enough, us just sounding like
chipmunks, basically.
Coked out chipmunks doing this would be horrifying.
That's my impression of a coked up chipmunk.
That was actually really great.
Was
do
it?
That again. Do it again. I just have to tell everyone right now that her face right now was so surprised that that even came out. She, like, finished making those noises and just made this face like, holy shit, I did that. It was awesome. I wish I could have screenshotted your look of total surprise that those noises came from your own mouth.
I didn't know that I could do that. I wish I was still an actress. That would go on my special skills.
We all know. Well, I mean, you could be any voiceover looking for a crazed swirl. It's all you. So, okay.
Right. I'm in.
Hold on. There's more to the email.
Okay. Sorry.
Also, while I finally stopped to email, I have a never thought I'd for you. My husband and I took our son, he was about 7 at the time, camping. We were getting ready to head home after a week of camping. Let me paint the picture for you. Camper was hooked up to the truck. Truck was running and in park. Both dogs in the car. All we had left to do was get the kid in the car and drive away. My son had left a can of pop on the outside table. There had been bees. My child proceeds to swig back that drink like it's a tall, cool one, chugging, and starts freaking out, screaming. Mom, I swallowed a bee!
Oh my God.
I said, you swallowed a bee? What do you mean? My paramedic husband quickly did the finger trick, trying to make him puke. But it was already in his belly. Husband wasn't freaked. He said, watch the breathing and watch for an allergic reaction, but assured me that the bee would come out the other end in a few days. I called the pediatrician, who assured me the exact same thing that the husband did. And thankfully, he was not allergic, and I now periodically say, there was once a child that swallowed a bee. I don't know why he swallowed a bee.
Oh,
from the book.
My God.
I love that. He still doesn't find it funny. And by the way, Celia, with all of your butt stories, I now cannot say the word butt without hearing you say butt in a funny voice. And now every time I tell my 15-month-old, come on, let's go change your butt, I hear it in your voice and laugh. Thanks for making us laugh during a stressful time. You all are my drive to work escape from reality for a moment. Keep making us laugh. P.S. Does Fuller House have to be over? Amanda from Oklahoma. Thank you so much, Amanda, for those two hilarious stories. And
that's great.
Yeah, I think next time we should just record the audio at double speed and really freak people out and wonder why.
why we're so fast.
Why we sound like chipmunks. Yeah. Yeah.
<That.
laughs> Oh, God, I can't believe that you can do that. That's not true. I can believe you can do that. I can't believe you didn't know you could do that.
I did not know I could do that. I totally did not. I had no idea. That's really funny. All right. I'm looking. I just don't know why that came out like that. All right. Let's see. I have one that... I have one that says...
Oh, poor kid, though. Swallowing a bee.
I know. I'd freak out. This one's kind of... cute. Wait, hold on.
I thought you had this problem solved.
Yeah, I do. Here. It says, hi. This one is from Shahar, and she's in Israel. She says, hi, Jody and Celia. My name is Shahar. I'm almost 16, and I'm from Israel. I just finished listening to this week's podcast, and it was very funny to hear Celia talk about Passover in Israel. Great. Hope my mom listened, too.
Yeah.
Personally...
I will have you know, by the way, all I can think when you said this is Shahar from Israel, I was like, oh, my God, they're listening in Israel. Oh, boy.
Oh yeah. We've got a couple that have written us from Israel before. It's true. I know.
We should ask them if they know Bonnie.
No, no. No, we should not. We should not. And they should... They just run far away.
I bet you they'd be like, oh, yeah, I do.
Well, then you got to go buy Gramps has a ponytail. And,
right?
You know.
I mean.
It's, why wouldn't you? Anyway, everyone should have that book. All right. It says, personally, my family and I don't keep Passover kosher. Shit. This has gone bad. Sorry. Sorry, Shakar. I'm getting back to it. But
okay. I'm so sorry. I just pictured the bus picture. talking about, please go to our Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This and scroll back towards the beginning.
Yeah.
And look for the pictures that we have of Gramps has a ponytail.
And I believe it's episode four is what you're listening to.
It's episode four and four or five.
Yeah.
And look for the pictures of Gramps has a ponytail. Sorry. I'll pull it together now.
So Chester molestery. It's like, it's just amazing.
That was so good. It hit me. It hit me in the funny spot. Well, not that funny spot because as we know, DHLG. So. Oh boy.
God damn it. I have to pee halfway through the show already and it's killing me. The laughing is going to make me pee in my Star Trek leggings. I'm just letting everybody know that might happen.
Just don't eat the Cheerios.
Well, I do have a Never Thought I'd Say This mug in my closet and I 100% might pee in it at some point. We'll see. It's, you know, okay. It's not a big deal. And then we'll know really what human pee smells like.
Well, not for our listeners. I have to see this.
Yeah, but then we'll know what human pee really smells
like. Oh my God.
Why
have we
had
stopped?
Bad. It's all bad.
Stop.
All right. Oh, sorry. God. I'm going back to Shahar for God's sake. She said, personally, my family
Emily
and I.
Emily is listening to this horror right now.
What did she write us last time? She was like, you guys, your minds, .. That's all she wrote when she listened to the last episode.
It's scary in here. It's scary in this mind.
Minds, okay. Plural.
Yeah.
We don't actually share one, although kind of.
Yeah.
All right. It says, personally, my family and I don't keep Passover kosher or kosher in general. I love the podcast and you really make me laugh during these hard times. I'm very bored these days, not going to school, and I'm waiting all week to hear a new episode. Sending all the love and support, Shahar. Thank you, Shahar.
Yay!
Hi, everyone in Israel. That was very sweet. And yeah, I don't keep kosher for Passover or any kind of kosher at the fuck all. Yep. Sorry, my older sister, Lori. Sorry. True story. All right. Do you have one?
Let's see. I think.
If not, I have another
Wait,
one.
Here it is. Oh, here we go. Okay. This one is just OMG from Mike. OMFG. You two are hilarious. One's drunk. The other seems drunk. Just going off the rails.
That's about right.
Awesome. Amazing show. I love the show. I love you both. I'm one of your dad listeners. Thanks. Yay. We love dad listeners. I've been with you guys since episode one. I'm also a truck driver in California. I work for an overnight delivery company. We deliver food, wine, beer, medical supplies, vet supplies, and of course, general freight as well. I just wanted to tell you guys that I love the crazy off the rails antics. It's hilarious. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Not offensive at all. In times like now, we need more shows like yours. Keep killing it. Love you guys. Oh, thanks, Mike.
That's
and thank
awesome.
You for being an awesome, essential frontline worker
yes,
there and keeping
you.
Our deliveries going. We love that. And also, Mike said we're not offensive at all. So I don't need any more of a permission from anyone.
I feel like I have to work harder to be more offensive now. That's like,
right?
I read that and I'm like, oh, game the
if
fuck
we're,
on.
I mean, if we're not offending truck drivers, we're not trying hard enough.
Can I just, I mean, honestly, can I just say that, you know, I think I said in another episode that that Dustin has a swear jar going on because he wanted me to
right,
try to
yes,
curb it with my kids.
Right, yes, we talked about that last week, yeah.
So the other day we were talking about the fact that I have such a potty mouth and I was like, listen, I told you when we met that, you know, if cursing offends you, I'm going to offend you. And he just goes, you know, a lot of girls have said that to me in my life and yet nobody has not only lived up to it, but surpassed it.
But right.
Yeah. The way that you have. And I was like, well, fuck me running. I did my best.
Wait, what? Fuck me running?
Fuck
That's
me running.
That's hard. Well, I've never heard that.
I wasn't actually offering for him to fuck me running. But I'm
oh
just
my God.
Saying.
I figured that. I've just never heard that. I've never heard.
You've never even heard me say fuck me running?
I don't think so.
Or shit a brick That's and fuck just... me with it? That's another one. That's
Wait,
really...
or hold, please. Wait.
See, I told you. I was just giving
Rewind.
Permission to be disgusting.
What?
Yeah.
What was that?
Shit a brick and fuck me with it. I've really
oh
never said
God.
That in front of you.
No! I would definitely have remembered that. That's like my dad's Samisms, which are, you know, my dad
go
has
piss
like
a stump.
Piss up a stump is one. Busier than a cat burying shit in a sandstorm. That's a good one. I love that. Because that one gives you such a great visual,
totally.
Really, is what I picture.
Oh, my God.
And what's another one? Meaner than a barrel full of badgers. That's
a good
one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaner than a barrel full of badgers.
course. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. That's awesome.
But shit a brick and fuck me with
yeah,
it.
Or
wow.
Fuck me running.
Or fuck me running. That's... Yeah. Well, everyone, not only have we read lovely, uplifting emails for you today, but we've also taught you two new horrifically offensive statements that you can use.
Anytime.
Maybe not anytime. Yeah, right. I feel like there's probably a pretty limited time that you could use that. Yeah, I mean, if you want to keep a job or... You know,
right.
Your kids.
Yeah, don't do it on a Zoom call. To be fair, I've probably stolen those from Dexter, from Debbie Morgan's character on Dexter, Jennifer Carpenter's character on Dexter, who plays Debbie Morgan.
Okay.
She is, I think, my TV character soulmate, spirit animal. I tend to steal things from that show without even realizing because it just spoke to me so much how much she would curse. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You know, another show I didn't watch.
I watched Dexter. All of it, and some people would tell you that it's not worth watching all of it. I may or may
I
not
I heard
be
the last season was not
people.
Great.
Yeah, I didn't like
I
the
heard,
last
Yeah,
season.
I heard the last season and like the ending of the show was not great.
John Lithgow season's fantastic. Yeah.
I have watched so much TV. I watched It.
I know
you said
that on the live,
which was really fun.
Yeah,
and
I watched both Godzilla movies that I had not seen, the new remakes of Godzilla, one with Bryan Cranston and the other one with Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh,
they were actually a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah, like just mindless action monster movies. Huh. Reminds me of like watching the old ones with my dad. Like it was.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, super
there
fun.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta address something because we got like four emails about it. It's not worth reading them all, but people keep asking because I've mentioned that my dad, who's actually my I have a dad and I have a stepdad, is a musician, and people keep asking because I've said he's a musician who he is. Unless you are you're a musician,
a working studio musician.
Yeah, you're not gonna know who he is. But his name is Harvey Brooks, and he played with Bob Dylan on Highway 61 Revisited and Miles Davis on Bitches Brew, and he was the studio bass player for The Doors. So people who are asking me that, that's who he is. His name is Harvey Brooks. He is also Gramps, who, yes, indeed, had a ponytail.
Gramps had a ponytail, yeah.
He may or may not have one now. I don't know. all right, I have one. Ready?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, and how long have we been talking? Jeez, we're just... Oh, my God.
By the way, if you hear random grumbling noises in the background, it's my stomach. For some reason, my stomach is deciding to, like, eat itself while we're sitting here talking.
Well, if you hear water flowing,
it's like loud enough
I'm
that I can
pants.
Hear it through my headphones.
Oh. I can't hear it. Well, that's nothing.
Okay, good.
All right. This is from Tim, and it is titled Stay-at-Home Activities.
I got to say, we have, you know what? I am surprised. We have a lot more dad listeners than I thought we did. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I am too. And a lot of people that don't have kids at all, which I love.
And let it, yeah.
Yeah, I really do. During the 5 weeks since the stay-at-home orders went into effect, I've done a hell of a lot of TV watching. My viewing time has increased to 3 times of what it used to be. Luckily, I have a big TV library, which has given me plenty of variety. I recently started binging at about 6 episodes a day of Full House, and I'm in the mid-third season. Last night, I watched the Stephanie earthquake episode where she's afraid of Danny leaving after a big earthquake. When I'm through with Full House, I plan on watching the Fuller House binge. Two non-TV related things I have done was to buy and casually read Unsweetened. It took me about a week as I wanted it to last, so I did 30 pages a day. I also found the Never Thought I'd Say This podcast and have been playing catch up over the last 3 weeks. And today I listened to part one of the pandemic special, Celia's Drunk. And you guys were right on with the craziness happening around us. Like Jody, I wasn't stopped.
I heard
up.
The beep.
You did?
Sorry.
Oh,
I heard your computer beep.
Okay, well, shut up, computer. I wasn't stocked up and I didn't want to go near those crowds, but I have been able to scrape by. I do leave my house twice a week for 30 minutes at a time to go grocery shopping. The store is only a couple blocks away, so it doesn't take long. And other than toilet paper and paper towels, seems pretty well stocked, but I have plenty of those items, so I feel somewhat lucky. Well, you guys, stay safe. Love the podcast so much. Tim.
Aw, thanks, Tim.
Thank you for letting us know what you're up to.
Yes. Yeah, how's the toilet paper hunt going?
I found some last night.
I finally ordered some on Amazon.
Yeah, me too. Last night.
That came. Yeah.
It'll be here in a week, but I still have a bunch, so I'm like, all right. Not a bunch, but I have enough to last me a week.
Enough to, yeah.
Yeah.
Just start rationing out the squares.
I mean, soon it's just going to be a drip dry thing. I'm just saying. Like, it's just going to be like a...
I mean...
Shake it off in your toilet and then get in the shower. I don't know. I mean... Really? What are we doing here? Like,
I don't even know.
Can't do it.
I don't even know.
All right. Do you have one?
No, that was all that I had. Those were the ones that I had from this past week.
Okay. Well, we're actually, believe it or not, have been talking for 35 minutes. So I'm going to tell you a story that I have somehow managed to never tell you before.
I'm excited. Okay.
So when my parents lived in Arizona, my mom just collects a lot of like bizarre things. She has had a dollhouse her entire life that none of us were allowed to touch. Mm-hmm. A wicker dollhouse, white wicker, and with like chandelier and the whole thing. And she just like likes dolls, and there'd be creepy dolls all over the place, which I hate dolls. I think we've talked about this before.
Right.
I hate
my dolls. Mom likes dolls. My mom collected dolls too.
They just creep me out.
Right.
Ever since Poltergeist, I just don't.
Yeah.
Like
it.
Can't do
same
it.
Same here.
Well, my mom at some point found not only a doll, a little boy doll. This was, by the way, like my sister and I both had children, little kids. And, you know, my younger sister, Julie, lived in Arizona at the same time that she did. So my mom found this doll and then found
why do I feel like I know where this is going?
It's interesting. And then found a vintage, like old high chair, wood high chair. And she got rid of a seat at her dining room table, and she put the doll in the high chair at the dining room table, and she named him Little Murray. Okay. So
okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I have a question.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I have many, but
was there a Big Murray?
No.
Okay.
Maybe that was Harvey. Maybe that was like his pet name.
That was my thought.
I don't know.
Who's Murray? Who's Murray? And why is this Little Murray? Who's Big Murray?
We don't know why it was Little Murray. And at first we thought, okay, she's just trying to like be kind of funny and eccentric. And she's putting him there so when the kids come over, they could like have a doll to play with. Because we both had little kids. I mean, I think Isabel was like 5 or 6 and Harper was 2 and Ari was in between there.
Right.
I mean, there was 4 grandkids at that point already that, you know, 3 that lived near her. And then when I came, it was 1 more because only Harper was around. No, the kids weren't allowed to touch Little Murray. Nobody was allowed to touch Little Murray. And they wouldn't move Little Murray away from the table. So when I would come to visit, there weren't enough seats around the table. And they wouldn't put the chair back because then Little Murray would be in the corner. And they really wanted Little Murray there.
Oh, my God. I've seen shows on TLC about this.
About crazy people? Me too.
About people that their dolls are like
their people
treat them like their real children. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. If you went to
I've
mess
also
with
seen
Little
this
Murray,
movie where Little Murray winds up killing the entire family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep. So I have been wondering how Little Murray's been doing this pandemic. I don't know. Does he still have his seat at the table?
He's got all those, you know, health conditions.
I mean,
from what I've heard.
Yeah. No, he was very pale. And had red hair.
Little and quiet. Not very talkative. Yeah.
Maybe mute. I don't know. Yeah. It was weird. Anyway. Yeah. Little Murray. So that's all I wanted to share. Somehow she didn't write a book about Little Murray, which is a little bit disappointing, actually. Little Murray is a little disappointment.
Hashtag Little Murray.
I mean, what the hell? All right. I know we're getting close.
That's amazing.
I know, right? I mean, and I feel like she changed his outfit sometimes also.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah, you couldn't touch him.
She talked to him when nobody was there.
She talked to him when people were there.
What'd she say?
It was like, hey, Little Murray, it's dinner time. You're not kidding. She would like talk to him. It was, it's a lot. Anyway, I've shared my Little Murray story. Before we started this, we did talk about the laundry. Can we just talk again real fast about how much laundry we still have to do? Is anyone else doing a ton of laundry, even though your kids don't fucking go anywhere?
My kids, well, we've had this discussion about laundry before, that basically the laundry basket is just the receptacle for things they don't want to hang up. I'm pretty sure I've washed shirts 7 times that have never been worn.
I don't understand. I would like some of those stories. And like, I became a crazy person the other day when I went to go do their laundry. Yeah. I mean, I became a crazier person the other day. I was sitting in their closet, like taking the laundry to put it into the laundry bag to go and do it. And I just started piece by piece throwing it into the mirror room going, that's it, get out.
Right.
You didn't wear it. Where did you wear this? Where did you wear it? Can we also
discuss? I found a leather jacket in the hamper. What are you doing? Why is there a light blue leather jacket in the laundry hamper?
Did she even wear it?
I don't know what the hell she did with it. I haven't seen it on her. I'm sure it was her and Zoe, like, playing dress-up. And again, she didn't want to hang it up, so just throw it in the laundry basket. What do you think? Am I going to wash the leather jacket, child? Come on.
I mean, it's so dumb. And also, when are the big sweatshirts not going to be worn in 90-degree weather? I mean, Harper is still wearing fucking huge sweatshirts. I'm like, huge. It is 90 degrees. You're going to give yourself a goddamn heat
stroke. That's all they're going to do.
I can't. I just can't do it. I'm going to make them wash their clothing in the fucking pool. I swear to God. I'm going to be like, go dip it in the pool.
Well, at least, I mean, Zoe just likes to jump in the pool with her clothes on. So.
I know. Well, yeah. Maybe I should just make them do that.
Yeah, it makes them very crispy. Trust me.
I just remembered something.
What?
And Rachel Lithgow had said to me, you have to tell that story on the podcast. It's such a good craptastic parenting moment. And it is. So before we end, I will tell this story. And it is very pandemic related. I was with Harper and walked into the, she was like, I have to pee. And I go, all right, I'm still talking to her. So she goes and now pees. And I'm standing in the bathroom, like still talking to her.
Right.
As you do. Because now if they don't give me fucking privacy, guess what? I'm going to follow you around when you have to pee too. Right. So I was talking to her and she goes to wipe. And takes like, I swear to God, like 9 squares of toilet paper.
Right.
And I freaked the fuck out.
Oh, no. You had a toilet paper rationing moment?
Oh, my God. I went, what are you doing? And she was like, what? I go, what? I said, you just peed. All it is pee. What? Look, give me that. And I grab it out of her hand. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh,
9.
My God.
You do not need 9 squares of toilet paper. You do not need that. And I'm in the red, by the way. I'm sorry, Emily. I'm like, why are you, why? Why do you need that? And she's like, Mom, I just want to wipe myself. And I just went, Harper, your vagina is not that big. I only use 2 squares of toilet paper. And I promise you, my vagina is bigger than yours.
Oh, yeah, you win for craptastic moments. That's amazingly.
And then I ripped off 2 squares and I handed them back to her.
You handed it.
You do it.
Make it work. Make it work. Here's 2 squares. Make it work. Make
That's
a dress out
need.
Of it.
Right. Yep. And then I stormed out with the other, like a ribbon in my hand. It's like, fuck.
What the fuck were you going to do with the other 7 squares? Just let her have them.
No, I folded them up and I like waited until she left the bathroom and then I went back in and I put them like on top of the toilet paper.
Oh, stop it. You
yep,
did not.
I did too. And then I walked in their room and I go,
Celia Behar. Celia Behar.
I said, those 7 squares are on top of the toilet paper, and I had better not see them all go when just one of you goes pee. They need to be split up, and they could last for another 3 pees.
Oh, they broke you.
They broke
over toilet paper.
This is like when your aunt used to like recycle the tea
that's
bag.
That's what I want to hear. I would like us to get some emails and messages about like what's the craziest thing that you have snapped over during the pandemic? Because yeah. I'm sure it's we've all had those moments where you're like, I just yelled.
My vagina
like
is bigger
person.
Than yours.
Well, over like, you know, a goldfish on the floor or yeah. You know what I mean? Like right. I lost my mind. Yeah. I get it.
Them eating things. Yeah. I mean, honestly, though, the fact that I said my vagina is bigger than yours was probably not the best thing to say.
No.
You know, that's like one of those images that I like was like,
that's
ding,
yeah,
ding.
You can't.
Money for therapy. Money for therapy.
Oh, yep. That's what should be on the counter, not a swear jar. It should just be a therapy jar.
Where do you think that money's going to go? I mean, they're
exactly.
Like, we can all buy something together. I'm like,
you're like, no,
guys.
We can all buy a session of joint therapy.
Yeah,
is what we can
we're
buy.
All, we're all going to counseling with that at some point. And the way that I fucking curse, we're going soon. Right?
I feel like I actually was pretty good today.
You were.
I didn't curse that much today.
You didn't say fuck me running.
I didn't.
I know.
No. You,
and
yeah.
I just want to say all the swears right now because.
I mean, yeah, right? Just.
Just cause.
Just let it out.
Because I'm not, because I'm trying not to curse in front of my kids. And now I'm always like.
Right? Do you just go in the closet and yell obscenities in your blanket?
Say them very under my breath. And Lulu has become like the cuss police. So if she even hears me like say something, she's like, what did you just say? And I'm like, none of your business.
Right.
And then as I walk out of the room, I'm like, fucking ball sack. Like, it's
mumbling under your breath. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you win the inappropriate award for the day. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep it going.
I usually do.
And if you guys want to hit us up with your stories of how you two have lost your shit during the pandemic, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This. And you can email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Oh my God, you did it.
If I don't think about it, I'm okay.
Well, shit a brick and fuck me with it. You did it.
Well then, I mean, what more can I say except keep killing the parenting game.
And not your fucking kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.